From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Chris Oshesky. Columbia, Missourian reports the Columbia School Board will decide whether or not to ask the City of Columbia to annex Rockbridge Elementary into city limits. The board will be voting at their meeting tonight whether or not to approve an application to work with Crockett Engineering Consultants on an addition to the elementary school. Annexing the school would streamline the project, according to the district. The expansion would be paid for by a bond issue passed last April that includes $9.5 million allocated for building additions. Rockbridge Elementary is a candidate for expansion because of population growth in South Columbia, but Battle Elementary is also an option. The district said it is waiting to receive gross enrollment data before making a final call on which building will be expanded. It will cost more to stay in an electric campsite in Missouri's parks beginning May 1st. Missouri State Parks Administrators announced Friday the agency is increasing the overnight price of an electric campsite by $2, bringing the average cost for a campsite to $23 per night. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the agency says it needs more revenue to upgrade its electric sites and fix sites in disrepair. A St. Louis lawyer who tried to get the financial records of a dark money group associated with former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has announced he is running for Attorney General. Elad Gross will run as a Democrat in the 2020 Attorney General's election. Gross sued the nonprofit in New Missouri, claiming a right under state law to inspect its financial records. A Cole County judge dismissed the case last week, but Gross says he will appeal. The 30-year-old Gross said he served in the Attorney General's office from 2014 to 2016 under Chris Koster. A convicted felon has been charged with abducting two College of the Ozarks students and forcing them to perform sex acts on each other at gunpoint after they violated curfew and were locked out of the school. Charging documents say the two students, a male and a female, arrived back at campus 10 minutes too late in the early hours of October 29th, so they went to a nearby commuter lot to sleep. Robert Hyslop told Taney County investigators he spotted the sleeping students at around 3 a.m. and used a hammer to smash the passenger window. He then brandished a gun and got inside the car. Hyslop is jailed without bond on charges of kidnapping, sexual abuse, and sodomy. He could face life in prison if convicted. I'm Chris Oshesky, KBIA News, Columbia.